Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
Wasn't it? Why are the revenue getting so firm on the wealthy now?
I think they're getting firm now because the Treasury is in desperate need of any extra revenue it can get. And by concentrating these wealthy people, and the revenue don't actually know how wealthy people are, they only know what goes on their tax return. So it's usually the level of income which attracts the revenue's attention. But by putting those people in these units, specialist units, they then have specialist staff who will look at those tax returns critically and inevitably raise inquiries. And I suppose it's fair to say that those sort of people, those sort of taxpayers, are more likely to be engaging in tax schemes that will be of interest to the revenue.
So, Lucy, this is actually something that they have been looking at, isn't it? Specific tax avoidance schemes that there's a bit of a clampdown on.
Yes, basically the revenue has been looking at things like dual contract employments, where an individual holds two employment contracts for different roles, and it's been looking at, you know, other kind of tax mitigation schemes, and basically they are just focusing very much on schemes that have been set up recently to help employees avoid tax.
But this is quite a common thing with wealthy investors. They're often setting up these tax avoidance or tax mitigation schemes. So if the revenue is having a big clampdown on these, what does that mean for these guys? Is there anything that they can do to protect themselves?
Well, individuals really need to be going to see their accountants and wealth managers and speaking to them about their own specific tax affairs and making sure that they have set them up in the correct way, that they aren't going to, you know, send a red flag to the revenue, and really just make sure they know exactly what their affairs are. And there was a Court of Appeal case this week, actually the Gaines Cooper case, where an individual had kind of assumed that he would be outside the UK for tax purposes because he'd moved to the Seychelles 20 years ago. But actually he's found that the revenue has said that because his ties with the UK were still very strong, that he's actually going to be charged tax for the years where he thought he was outside the UK.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.